BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Thursday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. Innuendo Bingo today with Lucy Watson and James Dunmore from Made in Chelsea. Lucy really wasn't keen on getting wet. Why are they doing jokes that make no sense again on BBC Two? And after her live lounge, the lovely Jess Glynn plays Real or No Real with us.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
That is Walk the Moon and Shut Up and Dance on BBC Radio 1. Well, you just ruined that song for me.
Why? Oh, the... Okay, yeah. Do you not agree?
You know when John Barrowman sometimes does his Saturday night quiz shows or entertainment shows and he does a little song at the beginning? We used to play that one where he did I Got a Feeling. I've actually just found it. Oh, wow. Chris just said he can imagine Barrowman doing Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance at the beginning. And now... I know exactly what you mean.
Ah! This is tonight's the night. Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
No, John.
Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, please don't do it, John. Oh, you're going to, aren't you?
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
You can imagine him going, shut up and dance with me. Yeah, good evening, welcome along.
Real jazz hands.
Welcome
this
along.
Woman is my destiny.
BBC
Radio
1.
Those are some words that John Barrowman will never say. Hope you're right this afternoon. So we've got a busy one. Jess Glynn, what a live lounge earlier. She's going to join us to play Real or No Real at 3:40 today. It's a good booking. As someone just put on Twitter, it's not quite Obama, is it? All right, well, give us some time.
Yeah,
we only asked yesterday if he will play Innuendo Bingo.
And we're working on it, aren't we? By working on it, we've sent a tweet.
I think you'll find that Jess Glynn is a very good booking. It's very of the moment. Any word from President Obama on Innuendo Bingo?
No
Seems
word.
Seems he's doing the Bear Grylls show. We thought we'd get in touch and see if he was keen.
No word from POTUS yet, but I'm now tempted to tweet FLOTUS. And see if she's keen.
It's not FLOTUS.
It is FLOTUS. Well, honestly, I think her Twitter is...
Hello, FLOTUS.
Is that a FLOTUS?
Michelle Obama's called FLOTUS. No, I don't like that.
You got POTUS and FLOTUS.
Do you know, because it sounds like floater, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. So you got President of the United States and obviously
and then
First
floater.
Lady. So FLOTUS.
All right, well, maybe try her then. Try her? Try her.
We do it. Well, let's give her a couple of days on the president.
Yeah. Well, he's in Alaska with Bear Grylls. He won't answer.
And
no Wi-Fi there.
If he doesn't get back to us, let's go for FLOTUS.
And then today we've also got Lucy Watson and James Dunmore from Made in Chelsea playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. I hope they're keen to get wet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe my favourite showbiz couple are no more.
Oh, Eamon and Ruth.
No.
No?
Okay, second favourite couple. Think about it.
I genuinely don't know who you're talking about here.
We've talked about it before on the show. Probably not since they got married 2 years ago, and now they're off. Chavril.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
And
the bloke
Chad
from
Kroger.
Nickelback.
Amazing.
It's off. I believe it.
Yeah, you
I thought they'd be together forever.
Oh, no. So
do you remember how much of a fan I was when they got together?
Yeah, so what's happened then? It's...
Well, apparently, I mean, they'll always remain friends, apparently they're saying a lot. I hope they're not going to release some kind of song together now.
No, well, this explains a lot then, because wasn't she on stage with Taylor Swift recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think maybe Taylor's taken her.
Right,
that could
be it.
We're
signing her up to the squad.
Part of the gang now. You can't be with the bloke from Knickerbocker anymore. What's his name? Chad Kroger.
Chad Kroger, yeah.
What a brilliant couple name, though. Chavril.
Oh, yeah, she's... I'm just looking at her Instagram here.
Yeah. It's quite modern. Announce it on Instagram.
It's
Do you think she's told him?
Heavy heart that Chad and I announced our separation today. Yeah, she hasn't added him in it.
Oh, he's not in it. What do you mean he doesn't know?
Through not only the marriage, but the music as well, we've created many unforgettable moments.
What does that mean? Well, not the music.
Maybe there is a song coming.
Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's Lucy Watson and James Dunmore off of Made in Chelsea to play Innuendo Bingo. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. We're excited to have you on Bingo today. I know, James, that you are all over it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Couldn't be happier. And Lucy, what are your concerns? Just so we can get this out there now.
I just don't know how happy I am about having someone spit in my face.
That's understandable.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
So somebody, I think it's Deborah from Worcester's been on saying, I watch Made in Chelsea a lot. I think you might have your first walkout today on In Your Bingo. I can't imagine Lucy will want to get her clothes or face wet.
No, I really don't. And I'm not wearing waterproof mascara or anything.
Oh, God.
I'm really unprepared.
James, God. What do we do about this?
James, you know how to deal with
intimidated.
This.
I feel intimidated, yeah, because I'm a big fan of Made in Chelsea.
Oh, really?
So the problem is I'm used to seeing the face that you pull when you're unhappy with something on that show, and I'm scared of that face being my direction.
I think it's going to be the same face as when, I wasn't there, but as when Lucy tried paddle yoga the other day.
Oh my God, I hated it.
What, like, is that a new Chelsea thing?
What is paddle
yoga?
I just like, oh.
It was
really, really hard, and I'm really competitive, so I was like, I refuse to fall in, and I'm scared of the sea.
What, so you're in the sea doing yoga?
Yeah, you're on a, like, surfboard, I guess, and then just have to, like, balance and do yoga. It's really hard.
Not for you, no.
Why have people got to do yoga in different climates or situations? Why is this become a thing? Because I've only recently discovered something. It's called Bikram yoga,
yeah,
right?
That's yoga in a hot room there.
Why would you do that?
Wait, you've done that, James, haven't you? Was that you?
No, that was normal yoga.
get it right. Come on.
It was just a hot day.
I feel posher just having this conversation.
No,
that's just
in a
hot room. I mean, apparently it's quite good for you. So did you get back from Vegas fairly recently? Oh, it's on the show
soon.
No,
so, yeah... It was in the last episode, I guess, on the episode before last.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty insane.
What I want to know is, obviously, you are a couple, and that's kind of out there.
Mm.
Does it ever happen, James, when maybe, let's say, at home in the evening, Lucy gets annoyed with you and you have to be like, hang on, darling, save it for the cameras?
I mean, yeah, that is what the protocol is supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, but we struggle with that.
Yeah. Well, it's quite hard. If you're there in an argument, you're like, can I save this a week?
It's normally a one-sided argument where I'm just trying to cause an argument and James is just, like, ignoring me.
Pretty much,
so it wouldn't make much sort of good TV.
No. Really. You just have to recreate it for the camera the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I am looking forward to you doing this. Libby in Suffolk is so keen because she watches Made in Chelsea every single Monday. Just makes her week. Also, Ian in Norwich is keen. And Ivo, who is home alone while doing her geography holiday homework today, already giving it a look on the Radio 1 website. You can watch this in a minute. And you can see Lucy's face. It won't be impressed.
There's tense
won't
vibes.
Be impressed.
There's really tense vibes. That's what I'm feeling.
Are you scared?
I'm a little bit scared.
He's scared
of you.
Yeah.
I'm really competitive.
Yes. Yeah, but that's a good right. But that we can work with that.
Yeah.
The first
good.
Initial. Yeah.
It's just the first splash is the worst. Please don't swear.
And then, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to not.
Okay,
I'm going to make sure I don't. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo today. I've never heard the game analysed so much before it's happened. Everyone's just swapping tactics there and what they're going to do. I like it. Everyone
Lucy,
all right?
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, Lucy. I think
I'm going to love this.
Yeah. Oh, Jade, I think
I might even turn on you.
I think as long as we've got James on side, it's all going to be fine.
Okay. Can you block me? Can you block the...
No,
still discussing the tactics.
Just stand behind
him. We're not allowed to do that.
Right, come on.
Also, please don't swear, and also please do not use your hands. If the water's going to come out, it needs to come out on another person.
So I can't go like that.
No.
Also, this is lovely. It's first couples one that we've ever done.
It is. It's a first couples one.
So this is making history.
Oh,
could be the end of us.
And we've got the posh glasses out for you guys as well. So come on, let's have it.
Yeah, we always every time it's Chelsea people, we get the. We get the flutes out for the water. Okay, here we go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh,
That was the glare.
What's happening?
He actually does that to me all the time anyway. Don't know why.
James just spat on Lucy ever so slightly, and the look he got was incredible.
Okay, well, this is one to watch. Right? Definitely one to be watching today, I think, on the Radio 1 website. You can watch it on your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, right now if you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on a screen, do it now, purely just to see Lucy's face. She's having a little practice as we speak. Okay, here we go. First up, on In Your Bingo, Made in Chelsea... It's Martin Clunes on Good Morning Britain. Fill your cheeks, please, everyone. Now, Martin's managed to get Sigourney Weaver to appear in an episode of Doc Martin. And he knows exactly what he wants to do when she's there.
And she said, oh, I want to be it. I want to be in it. And fortunately for her, my wife was there as well. And she said, all right. And so we wrote a couple of scenes for her.
How fantastic.
Yeah. So she gets to be insulted by her own friend in the chemist. And then I take her up the surgery and give her a hard time.
That was far more forceful than I thought you were going to be, actually.
Me?
Are you okay there, Lucy?
How have you got nothing on you?
Oh, that'll change.
That was really exciting. That'll
change.
I take her up the surgery and give her a hard time.
Now we're going over to ITV. Water, please, everyone. Now, Lorraine Kelly is asking Jerry Hall about the secret of her young-looking skin. Water, please. How does she keep so young? Now, I have heard of this tip before.
Do you work hard at it, or are you just lucky? No, I do work. I mean, I do yoga, I do Pilates, I swim, I walk. Walk my kids' dogs. And, no, I do get a lot of facials.
This is good. I'm getting very wet.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
That's how she does it.
I get a lot of facials.
I've heard that works. More water, please. Gary spotted that one this morning. Thank you for your email, Gary. Now over to BBC Breakfast. And it's Steph McGovern, who is willing to do absolutely anything to be on live television. And by the sounds of it, so is her friend Sarah. Water, please.
There is quite a lot of technique to this, as I'm sure you can imagine. I'm going to have a go at this later on, but I thought I'd watch the professionals show me how to do it first. So there you go. Now, Sarah's just blowing into that, and it's slowly starting to get bigger there.
Oh. Absolute Lucy caught in the crossfire there. Completely, I'm afraid.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry about that.
So there you go. Now Sarah's just blowing into that.
Yeah.
Oh dear, this is a wet one.
Yeah.
And it's slowly starting to get bigger there.
Phil in Dumfries spotted that one.
You've got impeccable trajectory.
Cheers, mate.
Chris is good
you
at it, isn't
it? Yeah.
Twice a week, yeah.
Both of you.
You aimed for me.
You come as a couple.
I saw.
Okay, who's wettest? I think Chris at the moment.
Yeah.
Lucy, how are you feeling? Are you okay?
Mm.
Okay, good. She's loving every second. Water, please, as we head over.
There's not many rules. You can go for James as well if you want.
Absolutely.
James, you
feel
go
free.
For Lucy.
Feel free.
I think it might be the end of us if I do that. That's the letter, is the look.
Oh, well. I mean, at least it happened live on the radio. Jokes. Ah, yes, you got Chris on his head. Water, please. We're going over to Undercover Boss Australia. Now, running a big company can be stressful, but this boss knows exactly how he likes to relax.
I live with my wife, Paula. We've been married for just 2 years. I have two sons, and I love my boys dearly. I focus on quality time with them. Particularly, I've been able to share my love of the bush with them.
What a lovely thing to do as a family.
Lucy, you got me hard on that one.
Did I?
Yeah, you're getting it on the next one.
Pre-warning. Well, it's a good one next, Chris, actually. It'll be full force.
This is so attractive for us.
Now we're going over to Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Annika Rice on Radio 2. Water, please. Now, Annika is doing a phone-in about terrible text mishaps. Chris, please. Here we go.
It's still making me chuckle, and I just wondered if you'd had a text mishap this week. I've been texting my friend Lube for years, apparently calling her Knob, and I've only just found out that. So, you know, it's easy to make a mistake. So we want your text mishaps, and Jenny can't wait to get them. they're laughing on the other side of the glass. Was it the knob that did it, John? Yeah, John loved the knob.
Oh, wow, this is insane now. Yeah. Annika Rice there.
John loved the knob.
Lewis sent that in. Remember, if you've spotted an innuendo, send it over to me, please. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, more water, please, on Made in Chelsea, innuendo bingo. Lucy's taking this surprisingly well, you know.
Yeah.
You really are.
I agree.
Bold wearing white, though.
Mm. That was risky.
Very bold decision.
My bra.
So you top up.
A gutsy move.
You
right?
Yes, please. Can you...
You can just have that.
Just, okay, yeah. Water, please.
Double part.
Now we're going over to the Tony and Julie show on BBC Radio Leicester. Julie's not involved in this stunt. She's just watching. It's Tony and his friend Mark who are doing it, but I think Tony's regretting ever getting involved.
Right. OK, now you've got yours out.
Sure.
And you're rolling it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I'm checking. I'm basically... I figure if one of us is going to get slimed up, it's probably best if that's me.
OK. They're making some green slime there on BBC Radio Leicester.
The glare I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And now...
Did I not get that one?
No, it's fine. Sometimes they don't, you know? Over the head. Radio 4 now. It's Gardener's Question Time. Listen to what they get up to on Gardener's Question Time in Kew Gardens.
Why is this... Well, what is it, first of all, and why is it so special? Why is it so difficult?
So it's, I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk...
Right there, Chris.
Talking about
patting the trunk. Yeah, rare... what's wrong with it?
It's a bit hard.
What? Don't do that.
Tap water, not for you, no.
Bottles only.
Lucy.
I have a phobia of tap water.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is that really bad?
A phobia of tap water. That you couldn't be any more Made in Chelsea right now. That's so good. Can we get her Evian next time, please?
Almond water.
Anything
please.
From the Nordic mountains.
It's not like a snobby thing.
Just, okay.
Just a phobia.
Yeah. Yeah, would it make you feel better if I told you it was mineral water?
Yeah.
It is.
It's suspiciously warm, whatever it is.
I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Rare species of tree there, of course. Okay, more water, please. We've got one more to go. Lucy will be pleased to know.
Shall we go for it, guys?
Go
Come
for
on.
It.
Let's
Come on.
Fill up. Deep. Come on. Come on, Lucy.
Fill up your cup. And get it in you. Now we're going to the World Athletics Championships. Now, over at the World Athletics, Mo Farah's got a massive smile on his face because he's just won. But that's not the only reason.
Thank God and thank for British distance running that Mo Farah didn't give up distance running. He's given this us and lots of other people, Paula, he's given us so much pleasure, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and I think he's given himself pleasure there too.
that, yes, Lucy, good one at the end. That was Lucy Watson and James Dunmore from Made in Chelsea playing Hello, innuendo guys. Bingo. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and thank you guys for taking part.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did I catch you in the office earlier downloading some of Radio 1's summer mixes?
You may have done, yes.
I thought that was what you were doing.
Fair enough.
Are you going to...
Why are you sort of creeping around over my shoulder?
I just wanted to know, are you going to use that as one of your DJ sets soon?
No.
Because you could just put it on play, couldn't you? It's like they were whole hour long, those summer mixes.
No, you can't do that.
You but will you, though? Is that why you're downloading it? Or do you just want to listen to them to remind you of summer?
Honestly, do you know why I wanted it? I thought it would make for decent house party music.
Absolutely.
So I just thought, isn't it an easy win?
Where's my invite?
It's only a small gathering.
Oh, okay, right. What, with real friends?
No.
Oh, let's
that.
Not have
just
this again.
Friends.
This happened yesterday. What do you mean, different friends?
What I mean is, like, you're good for some things.
Oh, cheers.
No,
thanks
what
so much.
I mean is, obviously, if I go out with some group of friends, it would be weird if you were there.
Okay, so this is a house party you're having. You're putting
not,
Radio 1 summer mix on.
It's not a house party as such.
You're putting Radio 1 summer mix on, and I'm not going.
It's just a gathering. And I thought...
A gathering. But that's another word for party.
I just
I'm
thought,
not in.
Rather than put another Ed Sheeran album on, which always seems to be the go-to thing, I'd try something a bit more jazzy.
Okay. If you want to do that, maybe if you're having a party, which you're only inviting select people to, then get the Radio 1 Summer Mix live online. You can keep your summer going and keep out all those unwelcome friends.
listen again to the mixes on the Radio 1 website, and you can download them now from the BBC iPlayer radio app, just like Chris was earlier.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a lot of people saying you're quite rude there just then.
It's not rude. Everyone's in a similar situation. If you have a party, you don't have to invite everyone, and just for once, it's not about you.
Okay, so I've put you back on there now, just for now. And that was Justin Bieber and What Do You Mean on BBC Radio 1. So, Mary Berry last night, the whole thing was a bit of a nightmare for me.
I loved the Great British Bake Off. For me, last night didn't tick all the boxes for me.
No, why have you got pitters on there? That's not baking.
And don't call them Peters.
I know, that was... Like, last week and the week before it was all about Les, and now it's Peters.
Oh, it's a lovely Peter.
It's a lovely Peter. It's a pitter,
it's
Mary.
It's a pitter, mate. And Paul Hollywood was the same, actually. He was calling it Peter. But for me, it just looks a bit disappointing when you've got 12 pitter breads lined up. So I'm all about the cakes.
And what were those rubbish Swiss rolls?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I wasn't feeling it last night.
Listen, love the show, but don't do a round with pitters. Peters.
Yeah.
Especially not Peters.
Sugar-free week. Get out.
That was an error.
Get out. We're back to the cakes next week. Is the baking back on?
We should do, yes. Oh, you mean
no, we
me
should
and the
do
cakes,
one as
or...
well. But I can't remember what week it is next week.
Oh, I'm hoping Pie Week, actually, because that's always a funky week.
Where
isn't
is
it?
Pie Week? Let's make it soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick in Cornwall thinks that Drake's done better. I heard Grimmy saying this morning that it was a grower, and Grimmy is a massive Drake fan, so I'm going to take that. Very chilled, I like it, says Grace in Stratford. Cameron's enjoying it as he packs up his room before leaving uni for the final time.
Oh,
he's packing up right now.
That's emotional, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Why is he so late in the summer, though?
I don't know.
It would suggest retakes.
Yes, it would suggest retakes.
You see, that was a situation for me when I was at uni.
That doesn't surprise me.
2 years running, retakes.
Right.
And the thing is, didn't work hard enough, then got to the point where I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do retakes. But you go in and there's a whole vibe about the place when you're doing retakes because you're surrounded by other people with a similar... attitude, I suppose you could say,
that you to work.
do you know what I mean? So it's really strange then doing the exam where basically all the kind of boffins are left out.
Yeah.
And it's just the people like me that went out too much.
Should have tried a bit harder.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a late leaver, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
not saying you definitely are doing retakes if you're listening, but if you are, I feel your pain.
Absolutely.
But it was an amazing time as well because the whole uni said, but most people are back home for summer. So it's quite strange when you've got the whole uni to yourself, just a small band of people that are doing retakes. So it's just a really weird atmosphere.
But hang on, when are people back?
Won't be long now, will it?
No. Maybe he's the first one back.
Oh, maybe. Well, maybe
Hello.
That's it.
No one else here. He's a massive keynote.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I reckon that guy might have been doing a master's, Chris. Johnny Lancaster's on, saying I'm a master's student. Don't move out till later in September. Never done a retake in my life. How rude.
That's insulting to me there.
Yeah. It's a certain type, like you say. Cameron's been on saying, yeah, I don't know what's worse. Mills and Stark thinking I've done retakes or thinking I'm a boffin. Hashtag Masters Madness. All the Masters people are now going, hello, we worked. So, the other night, the show that completely goes over our head was on again on BBC Two. We've not talked about this for a while. It's on at 8:30, though. So are we the only ones not getting it?
I don't know.
It's a show called Only Connect, and it's with Victoria Corrin. She hosts it on BBC Two. It's on the same night as, I mean, it's Boffin's night on BBC Two because you've got your University Challenge on there as well.
Mm. Which is right at the, I mean, some of them, if I get one right on University Challenge, I'm like, yes, this is a great result.
Yeah.
But this Only Connect show that's on afterwards,
no.
not a whiff of a right answer for me.
Not any right answers. And what are those jokes at the end, please, Victoria?
Oh, it's so strange. It's so strange because the whole show is, I mean, it's the most boffiest quiz, if that's the word.
It's the boffiest of the boffins.
Yes, that's right, I think. Mm. It's so the whole quiz happens. I feel stupid the whole way throughout it because I don't get anywhere near the answers.
An absolute moron all the way through it.
But then I think, well, don't worry, because at the end there's a joke, which I'm sure kind of finishes it all for everyone.
Is there anyone else here that gets the jokes at the end of Only Connect?
They're bizarre.
Put your hands up in here now.
It's like the joke is a question in itself. It's like a joke is the challenge. I don't understand who's meant to understand that show.
Do we? It's not for us. Do we know what night is it on? Is it Monday night?
It's on a Monday night. Monday night. Yeah.
Okay. Like, everyone, can you watch it next week and see if you get the joke at the end? Or, in fact, if you get any of the right answers on the show? Because it's making me feel really stupid.
I've just seen the next episode, because I'm just on the Only Connect website, is the polyglots versus the operational researchers.
Of course it is. Okay, here's one of the jokes as an example. This is what always happens at the end of the show before they say goodnight.
Thank you very much for watching. Please join me next time for another episode of The Quiz So Tricksy It Can Nutmeg Cristiano Ronaldo and Leave Lionel Messi for Dead, whoever they are. Sorry, I'm not an opera buff.
I'm not an opera buff.
I don't know if the joke would be helped with canned laughter at the end. Maybe that's the only reason we don't find it funny on the show.
Oh, because there's not really any laughter, is there, from the audience? They don't laugh, do they, really?
I think everyone's just sat there
going,
confused.
What are you on about? Okay.
I don't understand.
Should I try it with canned laughter?
Try it.
Thank you very much for watching. Please join me next time for another episode of The Quiz So Tricksy It Can Nutmeg Cristiano Ronaldo and Leave Lionel Messi for Dead, whoever they are. Sorry, I'm not an opera buff.
Actually, it does make it funnier.
That is funny. Apparently there's an Only Connect app where you can practice.
Oh, good.
What, practice learning what the jokes mean? Oh, and the quiz. Here's another one.
But it's the end of the show, which can only mean one thing. Yes, that crumble I put in the oven at the start is nearly ready. Hooray!
No,
still don't get it. The laughter does help.
All right, so you prefer... So that's our tip, is it? Can you put laughter on the end and we'll find them funnier?
Yeah.
It's just because, like, when she does it, there's tumbleweed. Like, not one person even does a slight guffaw.
It's so weird.
But it's the end of the show, which can only mean one thing. Yes, that crumble I put in the oven at the start is nearly ready. Hooray!
Doesn't work.
Not without laughter, it doesn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's an idea from Richard and Shirley. How about we get you in the audience of Only Connect, Chris, so that when Victoria tells the joke, you burst into a loud, uncontrollable laughter to break the silence?
Yes.
Like, really over the top. That's what I want.
Mm.
Okay, I found another one. Everyone's like, oh, stop. I'm not listening to you again after insulting Only Connect. I'm not insulting it, I'm just saying I don't understand it. I'm too stupid for it.
No, I think it's a brilliant show.
Great show.
I mean, I watch it and I don't understand what's going on.
Mm. But that's kind of why I liked it. Rachel says maybe if they used canned laughter after your jokes, they'd be funnier. 100%, everything is funnier with canned laughter. That's why they use it on a lot of different shows.
Mm.
How about this one then? Go on.
Well done, all of you. Thanks for playing. Thanks for watching. Please join me next time for the quiz that's more confusing than the 1994 Moldovan Eurovision entry, Oom Boom Balloom, Otter Wants a Sexy Time. I know, now you'll be seeing it all week. Goodbye.
See, I know about Eurovision.
So you understand that joke?
No, I don't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Jess Glynn.
Hiya.
I'm excited for you to be on this show because
happened. I know.
And you're about to play Real or No Real with us.
I've never played this. So I listen to it, though.
Do you?
Yes.
Jess Glynn listens.
I quite like it. It's weird to think of Jess Glynn just going about her normal business, listening to the show.
The number one machine that is Jess Glynn.
I find
Glynn.
It so random sometimes. Oh, it's so nice putting her face to your voice.
Really?
I've never met you.
Yeah.
And I hear your voice and I had a picture of what you look like and
yeah.
it's not this.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
No.
It generally is disappointing.
No, it's not.
No, generally, most
Wait,
people
I'm
say
telling
it's disappointing.
It's not. No, it's
and
not.
And also, people come up to me and say, oh, you're a lot shorter than you sound.
Well, how do you sound
Which
tall?
Which is a strange thing to say, isn't it?
I know, I thought you were taller than you sound.
Do you want to do this for a prize, this one? Could do Toffee Crisp or something, couldn't we?
Yeah. We're obsessed that you're obsessed with Toffee Crisps.
Oh, okay. It is a pretty good thing to be obsessed with.
Yeah,
unhealthy, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so whoever wins this gets the crisp.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All
okay,
right.
Good.
Former Radio 1 DJ Fern Cotton is celebrating her birthday today by listening back to a selection of her old birthday shows.
What, would you listen back to your old shows?
No, I reckon she's probably having a party with Rex, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
She gets all the cakes on her birthday. Now, the reason I'm really gutted she's not at Radio 1 today is because of that. She used to get sent in all the cakes.
That's
and not
the
just
reason.
That. Not just that, she would also make loads of cakes as well.
And never eat them herself.
It was great.
Amazing cakes, yeah.
And do you remember when she was pregnant, she used to leave cheese slices in the studio?
Yeah.
You know when people have like weird cravings when they're pregnant?
Cheese slices?
Yeah, but like your burger cheese. And she'd leave it in here every day. We're like, want to have some of that?
I know. Fern Cotton eats burger cheese. How mental
is that? Only when pregnant. But is she listening back to her old birthday shows? Do you ever listen back to yourself?
Like, I'm going to say no real, just so you know. Okay. And also, do I listen back to myself? Yes. I do, just because it's good to like, you know, if you've done a performance and then you listen back, it's not always the nicest feeling when it's a rubbish one, but you learn from it.
Oh, you don't do rubbish ones.
Well, let me tell you.
What have you seen yourself do at, say, a festival or something like that and then gone, I'm not going to do that anymore? And you've only noticed it because you've watched it back.
Do you know, there's certain faces I pull that I'm actually at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled some dodgy faces, but that was a performance I looked back and I was like, I will never do that again.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
wrong?
But
I was also going through a really hard time at that point in my life because my voice was not in a good place.
Yeah.
So I was struggling on stage singing as well as like pulling some dodgy old faces.
Can you give us some, I mean, obviously this is radio, but okay. So scrunched up.
Like real
up
like,
it's like you're squeezing something.
Yeah, squeezing.
Squeezing. Like,
that's right.
Yeah.
So you've looked back at that and you'd be like, not doing that face again.
I was like, I'm not doing that face again and I'm not going through that again.
Okay, so we're saying that Fern Cotton is not sat at home on her own, really pregnant, listening to old birthday shows from the past on Radio 1.
I think this is real.
I say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
yeah.
No real. But it is Fern's birthday, so
happy birthday, Fern.
She's probably not listening. But happy birthday and many more.
Oh, right, I've left out of that.
Do you know what that is?
And many more.
It's what Americans do at the end of happy birthday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they've got this extra little bit that just goes on the end of it.
Right.
Do you not know that? They do the normal happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yeah, that. But you do it in tune, which is wonderful.
No, I don't. I don't think I've ever sung happy birthday in tune, actually.
No?
I don't know if it's possible for anyone to sing it in tune.
Have a go.
I don't. You do it as well.
It depends what okay. do you mean by
I'm not going to sing with Jess Glynn.
Happy. I don't think it's possible, genuinely. Wait. Happy but. No, look, see?
It's just
happy,
flat.
Happy. Yeah, happy. Happy but. Yeah, it's like.
That's
flat
what
tune,
I do.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I do. When I have to sing someone happy birthday, because I'm not very good at singing, I've got to choose whether to go really high
or really low.
Or really low.
Yeah.
So generally, I go really low. So out of nowhere, we've got a situation where it's, say, my niece's birthday party. And she's only two, and I'm in the room going, happy birthday.
But it's good to know that number one machine, Jess Glynn, has the same problem.
I do. Yeah. I swear, I do.
Jess Glynn's playing Real or No Real. Are you right to stay there?
Yeah.
We'll do some more in a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's Jess Glynn on Real or No Real. Hiya.
Whee.
Let's do another one.
Residents in Blackpool are attempting to break the record for the world's longest selfie relay.
What is a relay in this situation? And so they're taking a selfie, running to the other side, someone else passing the baton or something. Like what's
the
going
baton?
On? You know, in the relay.
No, but what is the baton the phone or?
Yeah, maybe it's the phone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Like, quick, go. How many photos can you get in one?
Yeah. So they've got to run to the other side, pass the phone, someone else does a picture, run back, and they're just doing that for ages in Blackpool.
I wonder what the current record is.
Mm.
But they're trying to break it in Blackpool, the longest selfie relay. So I reckon it's just one phone that just goes round and it's keeps going.
Okay.
Real or not?
Well, why Blackpool? Is that the centre of the selfie world or something? It seems odd that they've chosen Blackpool to do it.
Did you ever go down the route of having a selfie stick, Jess Glynn?
I actually didn't. I go a bit...
Because you've got people taking pictures of you all the time now, darling. You don't need to do one of yourself.
Do you know what I don't mean? No, but... I don't know, I find it weird. You know when people are like, I do interviews, obviously, a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, people ask me, did you go and get a selfie with? And I'm like, if I was standing in the same room as Beyonce, I wouldn't go up to her and ask for a selfie.
Nah, she gets that a lot.
But you'd want a photo, wouldn't you?
I think for me, it's like, I love to like, say my idol or someone that I really respect is in a room or somebody that I'm like, wicked. I get more from like having a chat and a laugh.
Yeah.
And like getting to know them or having a moment.
I get what you're saying, but then I'm the opposite because I'm willing to give all of that away to have a photo with them, which I can then show my mates.
No, but then
a lot.
But some people, it's just totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm also very awkward when it comes to photos. So I don't really, which is weird because obviously I have to have them all the time. But yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. So I think it's just because of my insecurity as well. So yeah.
Are there elements of you that you think I'm not cut out for this job? Like having your picture taken all the time?
Yeah, certain things I do because I'm quite like a nervous person. Yeah. So like being in the public eye and stuff and standing on a stage, I get really kind of, I remember when I first started really going for it last year, we were doing shows and stuff, and like they were getting like bigger and bigger and festivals and stuff. And I just remember sometimes like standing on the stage and you see all these faces staring at you, and it's like, why are they just keep staring? Like in my head, I know it's really stupid. I love it. Obviously, it's amazing. But yeah. In my head, I get very wowed by it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll sing them on lyric and I'm like, yeah.
Do you sing them on lyrics as well?
I did it really recently with Real Love. And I was on stage.
What?
I know, the dumbest thing. You know, it goes, oh, you got the feeling that I want to feel. But instead, I just started and was like, oh, I got the feeling that I know is real, real. And I was like, real, like really went in for it.
Just committed it.
I committed to it, yeah.
Anyway, back to Blackpool. Are they...
I'm going
to
say no real.
Yeah.
Breaking the world's longest selfie relay?
I'm going to go no real on this one.
That one is real.
Whoa.
The current record stands at 531 people, but Blackpool are having a go because, Chris, it's been dubbed the selfie capital of the UK.
That's insane.
Is it?
Yeah. And finally...
James Bay is currently developing a chat show called Lazy Bay's Lazy Days.
Because is he lazy? Oh, right. Is he a lazy one?
I think it's a title-first situation.
Yeah, it's one of those where you think of the title and it's like, okay, my name's James Bay. What rhymes with Bay? Day. Lazy Bay's Lazy Days.
He seems like a very... music man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's the top to me on the show going, and welcome to James Bay's James Day.
Yeah, it sounds more like something Dominic Littlewood may present rather than James Bay.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like a BBC One daytime.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be on just after Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah.
Homes Under the Hammer, what's that?
Oh my God, Jessica, no. You don't know about Homes Under the Hammer.
Wow. I love all that kind of stuff.
Right, okay, well you need to get into it because, I mean, I know you're really busy. Series link it. Because there's hundreds of them.
Do you know how fun it is watching like those interior design things and when they knock down houses and rebuild them and then move house and they're like, I love it.
So what, are you saying Phil and Kirsty like them?
Yeah, I love it.
Or are you more Grand Designs?
I love Grand Designs.
Kevin MacLeod all the way.
You see, James Bay doesn't strike me as a lazy man. I'm just thinking with this fact, but he does like to put a hat on it, doesn't
he?
Which is a lazy option.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're not doing your hair, are you?
Yeah, you're hiding it.
Just whack a hat on it.
I have to be honest, like, the fact that he is the artist that he is and the fact that that's a reality TV show, I'm going to say that's a massive no real.
No real.
That one's real.
Shut up.
Okay, he did tweet it, but we think it's almost definitely a joke and that there is no chat show. But we'll ask him tomorrow because he's in the live lounge.
Ask him.
Yeah, I'm also going to ask him, you probably know already, what he thought of your cover.
Yeah. Ask him if I ruined it for him.
I very much doubt that. We'll ask him tomorrow,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find when you do a cover that you expect to get a tweet from the artist?
Immediately.
Like, therefore, do you ever, say, do a Beyonce cover, think, I should do a Beyonce one because I will get
then I'll get a tweet.
Tweet no, from Beyonce.
No. I don't actually think that.
Nah. No. I would.
Yeah. And that's maybe why I should think like that. Nah.
That's why you're not a pop star.
Yeah. No, I know.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's quite low scoring. I got nothing, but Jess got 10 and a toffee crisp, so.
Yes.
It's all good.
We'll get you that from the machine on the way out.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay.
It'll keep you going the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for doing the live lounge today as part of Live Lounge Month, and thank you for playing Real or No Real. It's a pleasure to finally have you on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Come and join us for the last show of the week, Friday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Or, if you miss it, get the podcast. Scott Mills.